guys and boys and girls.
Volume of forgotten lore. While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this, and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here, forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently, my soul grew stronger. Hesitating then no longer, sir, said I, "or madam, truly, your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is, I was napping. And so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there. Nothing more." Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, "Lenore." This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, "Lenore." Merely this, nothing more.
I'm a stone, just an empty, and I'm trusting, dead in me, but he's so can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come again tomorrow night and try it again.
Are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Halloween edition slash little tribute edition of the Student Special Hour. I'm one of your hosts, Eleanor. I'm joined by Eric.
Hello.
We have another fantastic show for you today. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. The track that you just heard was by a band called War Baby, and in the Halloween spirit, that track was called Frankenstein. If you liked the sound of that, you should go to Shindig tonight at the Railway Club and listen to some more War Baby. That track was off of their newest album called Jesus Horse, and there's lots of other equally as rapid rock and roll songs on that album.
Interestingly named.
Yeah. Songs. Yeah. They got some good song titles on there. And what brought us into the show today, Eric? Do you want to let our listeners know?
Yes. If you didn't recognize that wonderfully macabre voice, it was Christopher Walken.
Oh, hello. If you didn't catch that, the wonderfully macabre voice that brought us in was Christopher Walken reading a part of Edgar Allan Poe's classic tale poem, The Raven. Great Halloween stuff, a tribute Edgar Allan Poe album that came out in the 90s, called
Closed on Account of Rabies.
Yes, and it also features Iggy Pop doing a rendition of The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. So if you're in the Halloween, literary Halloween spirit,
yeah,
check it out.
It's a good one. This weekend, some tragic things happened. There was the passing of a legend, Lou Reed, The Velvet Underground. So we thought it would be fitting to play a couple. Yeah.
Passed away on Sunday morning, aptly.
Yeah.
At the age of 71.
It's pretty young for, well.
Well, I like to think that he made it pretty far considering his lifestyle.
He did. That's very true. That's a good point.
And gave us lots of great music.
Also true, which we are about to play for you. The first song that we're going to play is off of his second album.
Second solo album,
yeah.
Yeah.
This track is called Vicious, and the album is called Transformer. Enjoy.
Vicious.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Special Hour with Eleanor and Eric. The track that you just heard was by the Velvet Underground. The song is called Femme Fatale.
Velvet Underground and Nico.
Thank you. Velvet Underground and Nico. It's part of our little mini tribute to Lou Reed today, who passed away on Sunday. Yeah, that song was written about Edie Sedgwick, I learned this weekend. So it's pretty fitting.
Yes.
It's a good one. And what did we hear before that?
We heard Vicious off the album Transformer, which was produced by David Bowie. And also features Mick Ronson playing guitars and other instruments. And he's a pretty good, you know, probably my favorite spider from Mars. So that's cool that he's on that as well.
It's a good song. Continuing with a little bit of a break in our Halloween theme here. The next track that we're going to play for you guys is off of an album that came out today.
Yes.
And
we're on top of it.
Yes, very much so. I've been waiting for this album since 2011, so it's been a long time coming. It's really fantastic. It's by a band you may have heard of. They're called Arcade Fire. Their album Reflector came out today, and if you haven't heard it yet, you should stop what you're doing right now and go get it.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing is more important. We'll help you out right now. We'll play you one of the tracks off of it, and if you need some convincing, which I don't know why you would, but this song is called Normal Person, and it's off of...
Such a good riff. Yeah. Just wait for it.
It's off of Arcade Fire's album that came out today called Reflector. Enjoy.
This one is a little bit high. Thank you guys so much for coming. Sorry about that. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Yeah. Thank you.
the ones that spit on you, cause they got no heart. I'm the one that will follow you, you're my Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc. You had a vision they couldn't see, so they put you down. But everything that you said would happen, it came all around. They're the ones that put you down, cause they got no hope. But I'm the one that will follow you, you're my Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc. Tell the boys the time was through.
Timber Concerts presents Teen Days with special guest camp counselors, Saturday, November 9th at the Electric Owl. Tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca or at Red Cat, Zulu, and Beat Street Records. For more info, visit asylumplanet.com and timberconcerts.com.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
This Halloween, CITR is proud to sponsor Sussoween, taking place at Fortune Sound Club, featuring Lil Texas and Bar Lee. Plus, the Chapel Sound crew will be spinning all night alongside the Can I Live DJs. Dressed to impress in your most daring costumes, Fortune Sound Club is going to be transformed into a Halloween acid trip. Acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip. Be sure to pick up a limited early bird ticket being sold at Zulu, Beat Street, High Life, and Red Cat Records.
And we are back. We decided that one Arcade Fire song off Reflector just wasn't enough.
Not quite enough.
And even though we couldn't find a shorter song.
Which is awesome. Let's just note that.
Because only shorter due to time restrictions. We played Joan of Arc, Jeanne d'Arc, for you guys, preceded by Normal People, which, if you got to listen to the lyrics, are pretty cool. I really like them.
As per usual, Arcade Fire, please announce your world tour date soon, and come to Vancouver soon, please.
Yes.
That would be lovely. Now we're going to go back into the Halloween featured songs kind of theme.
Ooh.
It's gonna get a little bit spooky.
Mm-hmm. It will.
This song we're gonna play for you guys is by a band called Hooves, a local Vancouver band of fantastic ladies, and it is called Dr. Frankenfurter. Enjoy.
Yeah. And they are playing tonight.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
I think, is it tonight or is it tomorrow night? I think it's, nope. Nope, you're right, it's tonight.
Tonight at the Biltmore?
Yes.
Yeah, with Skinny Kids.
And Malcolm Jack.
Yeah, so should be a good show if you decide not to go to Shindig, then you better be going there.
Exactly. All right, this is Dr. Frankenfurter by Hooves.
Different.
Hello. What's up, Eleanor?
Not a lot. Just enjoying our selection of Halloween songs.
Yes, and could you tell the folks at home what they just listened to?
Yeah, that was a song called Ghost Toast by a band called Hercules Baby. Found that when I was stumbling around Bandcamp a couple days ago. It's off of a Halloween compilation put out by Snow Beast Records, which is a label that focuses on digital and cassette releases, which is pretty cool. CITR is working right now towards building up our cassette library.
Yes, we're pretty far along on that.
Yeah, so that's Halloween compilation number one called Rituals, and the song was called Ghost Toast. So go check it out on Bandcamp.
By Hercules Baby.
Yeah.
And before that, we listened to Dr. Frankfurter by Hooves.
Yes.
Who again are playing tonight.
Yep, with Skinny Kids. It's actually the Skinny Kids EP, cassette EP release at Biltmore tonight. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff.
Yes. So continuing with some Halloween music, we have a treat for you from a wonderful Canadian.
Most amazing Canadian, maybe. Maybe probably, that's another statement.
Maybe the sexiest.
Probably.
Man to
live.
To be born in London, Ontario. I mean, that's probably
for sure.
You're
probably safe to say that.
Yes, if you haven't guessed who it is, hey girl, it's Ryan Gosling. If you didn't know, he isn't just a sexy beast.
He's also
humanitarian.
A
saves people from crossing the street and looking the wrong way.
Excellent actor.
He is also a great musician, and I believe it was, I don't remember when this album was put out.
2011, I think.
Yes. So the band is called Dead Man's Bones, and he did it with the Silver Lake Children's Choir, I believe, and it's all sort of Halloween-themed music. We'll be playing one of our favorites called Lose Your Soul. Enjoy.
he spanks butts, he scants when he struts. No one told him never to be rude.
Boy,
he dresses like a gangster,
he wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls,
it's not just this scene, old show on your radio. Scotty, scenic drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon, 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver.
Were the Courtneys with another Halloween themed tune called Dead Dog. Before that we listened to Patti Smith with a song called Ghost Dance off her 1978 album Easter. Great album, a little bit poppier than the Seminal Horses. The Seminal Horses, the album Horses, which is a seminal album. It also has, anyways, Because the Night is on Easter, which is a classic. And before that we heard sweet Ryan Gosling as Dead Man's Bones playing Lose Your Soul, and the song Ghost Dance by Patti Smith. Again, I'd like to dedicate that to Lou Reed, who passed away to become probably the coolest ghost out there. I think he'll make a good ghost. Anyway, as you know, Eleanor is off to class, and well, what you didn't know is that we had a special guest sitting in the whole time, my sweet lovely mother, and she is here to wish us all a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
There you go. So enjoy the Hallows Eve on October 31st. And to take us out, we will have a listen to a song called Vampire Blues by Neil Young off the album On the Beach from 1974. Funny that Neil Young has a song album called On the Beach, let alone that the song on it is called Vampire Blues. But here we are. Enjoy rock and roll.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police.